Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, this is the Roast Battle Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Moses. I'm here, as always, with Pat Barker.
What's up, Moses?
DJ Coach T.
Yeah.
And we're in studio again with the Roastmaster General, Jeff Ross, recapping this episode. Later on, we have Kim Congdon talking about her battle with Livia Grace. She's going to sit down with an interview with us. Jeff, what did you think about this episode?
Kim versus Olivia. It wasn't an obvious matchup for me. You know, I know them both, their entire roast battle careers. Very different styles.
Yeah, we've kind of raised Olivia.
I really feel like they both are a big part. They both really started,
and right,
the recognition they have is from roast battle. So it is. They've never battled before.
Yeah, which is strange to me. Actually, they've been on the scene for a lot of the same years.
And I don't think they're tight friends, so it was never an obvious matchup.
Right.
But I was pretty into it.
Yeah.
like Olivia has those short, clean home run jokes.
Mm-hmm.
She's sort of like a Babe Ruth kind of person.
Yeah, big hits.
Big hits, and rarely, you know, every now and then she'll strike out, but for the most part, she's hitting homers.
Yeah.
But Kim is like stealing third.
Exactly.
She's like,
is he Puerto Rican?
She's stabbing you when you're not looking.
She's stealing something.
She's got something else happening. She's on a real, like, trajectory with this roast battle where she just was hitting so hard. I mean, the jokes that, you know, your common senses don't tell, she tells anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed that battle a lot.
Yeah. Pat, what did you think about that battle?
I mean, we said,
as a battler,
we said on the preview episode, I said I thought Kim might have the slight advantage because she's remained more active over in New York. She's been battling a lot, and Olivia hasn't stepped in the ring since season two, since we were in, War of the Words.
Right.
And I thought that showed a little bit. I thought Olivia was, like, a little bit rusty maybe up top. It took her a couple jokes to get going, and then once she got going, she was old school Olivia Grace.
Oh, yeah.
She was firing on all cylinders, but I felt like Kim from the jump just came out and was throwing
consistent and just, yeah.
She was throwing like body blows the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really. Kim had a couple of bangers in there. It was impressive.
Mm. And next up, we had Sam Morrell versus Joe Mackey. Now, these two are best friends and also podcast co-hosts.
Sam Morrell, Joe Mackey.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that guy. That guy looks like a deer in the headlights, like permanently.
Which one?
Joe, right?
Yeah, because Sam's been on before. He battled Steve Ranazzisi the first tournament we had, and now he's back battling his best friend.
Yamanika. No, that was someone else. But, yeah, I remember that one. What'd you think about that one, Joe?
I mean, I really enjoyed it because they're two comedy seller killers, New York comics, who are battling as a goof. They're having fun with it, which I wish more people would do.
Got it.
You know, sometimes the battlers take it so seriously, it's draining and it makes them sick. But these two guys are good pals. Sam Morrell hosts a sports show locally in New York. He's good on his feet. He has a great approach to the whole thing. He just sort of stands still and lets loose venom. And Joe Mackey is more of a bobblehead-looking creature who talks like a cartoon character. He's a little bit like in the Christy Cello voice range.
Right.
But yet,
Mr. Cello.
He has, like, perverted, weird, fucked-up jokes that come out of that innocent Bob's Big Boy fuck Pinocchio head of his. And in the end, I was really just two pals going after each other. Sam is more of a roast style comment. Sam is more of a roast style comic, so
yeah.
I wasn't surprised that he demolished Joe Mackey.
Yeah, Sam Morrell, I think we have to really give him more respect, I think, from now on, and give him like a better battle. I know this was about, you know, who he knew and trying to compliment each other because of the podcast, but that guy is...
He's great.
Nails every time he gets in the ring.
Yeah. He set the tone right away by taking a shot at you, Jeff, before it even started. You know, you were getting your jokes off, and he said, Jeff, you look like a rap group's first manager.
Oh, that was hilarious. That felt like it was in the moment.
Yeah, the Wave's first manager.
I feel like he gave that joke to Dave Attell to say to me at Bumping Mics one night, and Dave never did it, so he just kept it for himself. Nice. I think he took the Joe Mackey roast battle challenge just to come here and do that joke on me. how hard that joke hilarious. Killed, yeah. Yeah. Now, these are good friends of mine, and I'm so grateful that they came in to do the show.
All right, now we're going to go to a clip of Joe Mackey versus podcast co-host Sam Morrell as they got busy. Check it out.
Bert, Ernie, let's roast! Joe looks like the type of guy that would say fudge instead of fuck. He also looks like the type of guy who would eat fudge instead of fuck.
He's right, I enjoy fudge. Sam once tweeted that the worst thing you can say about a comedian on stage is that he's a nice person. That's not true. When Sam's on stage, I say he's a terrible person, he's not funny, and I hope he dies slowly.
That was a good one, Spaz Bono. And I remember when I first met Joe, it was right after Geppetto turned him into a real boy. And...
Sam's allergic to ibuprofen. It's his kryptonite. That's not the only thing he has in common with Superman. Both of their fathers abandoned them.
Joe, you look like Pee Wee Herman if his big adventure was going to Dunkin' Donuts.
I quit stand to lose a few pounds.
And we're back with Kim Congdon, fresh off her battle with Olivia Grace.
What's that?
Post battle, new season.
Yeah.
How you feeling post battle?
I'm excited. That was fucking crazy last night. That was insane.
What do you mean?
It was crazy. It was huge. There were so many people.
They were on fire, too.
It was a hot crowd.
It was because I had a battle that same night, and you guys went on first for the whole thing, so I had to go out and sort of take the temperature of the room, and you were just lighting the crowd up, and I was like, all right, this is going to be good.
They were fun.
Yeah.
They were fun.
Yeah. Now, do you know Olivia? Did you know Olivia previously?
Yeah, I've known Olivia for, like, 4 years, I think. I met her when she was, like, her and Keith Carey and all those... degenerates. They came out of San Diego. They came.
Orange County.
Oh, yeah. You're right. County. Orange County. They came rolling up, smoking cigarettes, like fucking all fucking each other. Like, what's going on?
Are you jealous?
No. They were fucking dope. Do you guys remember when they just showed up randomly and all started roasting and they were killers?
Yeah,
they're
badass. Yeah.
They're all great. They're amazing.
Yeah, Connor.
I met them during that time when they came through Roast Battle, and they sort of like came in and also made it their home, which is cool. Everyone was really accepting
sort of
that.
There, actually.
Yeah. They live at the Comedy Store.
And Olivia, when she first showed up, was like the king of Roast Battle.
She was the baby doll of Roast Battle. She was like, everyone like adored her.
Yeah, she's like underage.
Yeah. She was a fetish. Everybody was just like so horny.
Whoa.
She was so cute when she came in. She was sneaking into the Comedy Store and just murdering at Roast Battle. She was adorable.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How come you guys never battled before?
We were supposed to battle, and then she got banned at the store for being underage.
Right.
Yeah, but she's fucking dope.
Yeah, and then you battled her.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Finally. It was great. It was so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you won, so obviously you're
Yeah. It's hard because, like, when you lose, it's easier to be like, it was so fun. But when you win, you have to be, like, humble. Like, you're like, it was cool. It was cool. The fairy talented.
Well, here's your moment not to be humble.
Yeah, don't be humble here.
Well, I'm the shit. I don't know what else to say, but I was really good last night.
Agreed.
It was fun. I don't know.
So your writing process of, like, attacking Olivia, like, what did you, like, what specific areas did you want to attack with Olivia?
I wanted to really... Mike Lawrence gave me really good advice, and I don't know if this is, I don't know if I can, I guess it's not a secret, but he told me that he likes to ask, like, people, like, random people, like, what do you think about this person when you see them? Because I think as comedians, we look too deep into the person, and we're, like, trying to be like, she got molested at three, I gotta write about her getting molested at three, what can I say about three and molested? When it's like, we should just, like, look and back up and be like, if you saw her walking past you on the sidewalk. So I was asking a lot of my friends, like, hey, watch this clip for 30 seconds. I want you to just tell me what you think of her as a person.
Right.
Like, what do you see? And all those common things that they said, I just took all the common things and wrote jokes about that because I was like, that's what the audience is going to see.
It's basically like YouTube comments.
It's pretty smart.
That's a great process.
I'm very manipulative.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Pretty smart.
So what did they say about her?
They said that, like, she looked very, like, feminist bloggy.
Okay.
She looked, like, very liberal. Was that? It was, like, she looked,
What are you, like, Republican
like
friends?
A lesbian.
you had clips of her being, bald-headed now? Because that's a new cut, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I pulled up a bald-headed clip. I wasn't pulling up long-haired Olivia for the opinions.
And she was a lot bigger back in the day, huh?
She was, yeah. Okay. Yeah, she lost a lot of weight, so I couldn't do... I had to be careful with the way I did fat jokes.
Yeah.
Because you can't say a fat joke about someone that's not really fat. Everyone's
right.
Like,
Yeah, she's reaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
It's like when people call me ugly. It's like, yeah, I get it. You're almost there, but not far enough. Like, I get it, but not far enough. Sorry. I just made it.
There was, like, a nuance to your fat jokes. Like, I think you called her stomach gross at one point.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's a fun word.
Yeah.
It probably could be gross. Speaking of that battle that went down last night, let's take a break really quick and get into a few clips, a few joke exchanges from that night that premiered last night on Comedy Central. Let's take a listen.
Oh, are we ready?
Yeah!
Let's roast!
Olivia is dating a man for the same reason she gives herself awful haircuts. She's bad at scissoring.
Too soon, Jamar. Too soon.
Kim looks like she just found out you can eat bananas.
Olivia looks like Amy Schumer if she let the mean comments get to her.
Didn't she have a flub? Something happened?
Yes, it was her stomach.
Okay.
Kim, this is killing. You already, come on, this is little.
No, I was like, yeah, Olivia, I think out the gates, you know, because she's done this every season.
Yeah, something happened though, right?
Yeah,
what happened?
One of the like, longest-tenured battles on TV.
Yeah, the first joke was, Kim looks like she just found out that you can eat bananas. And instead of emphasizing the word eat, she just read it like a sentence. She said, Kim looks like she just found out you can eat bananas.
Yeah,
and everybody was like,
so you didn't know if it was a slut joke
what?
Or it was
everybody's like,
joke.
We can't eat bananas? It's like too much math.
Yeah, I was like, what are you saying about her? Is she ethnic of some sort? Like, she the Chiquita banana girl?
It made me hungry.
And what you're saying, Pat, is if she would have said eat bananas, that would have triggered that, like, oh yeah.
Because then the implication is that Kim has been doing something else with bananas.
Fucking bananas, though? That's weird as hell.
I never heard that.
I'm not,
is that a thing?
Listen, I'm not
but
saying
I really like bananas, so it's like weird that she hit on that. I love bananas. They are my favorite fruit. I don't fuck them, but.
Like,
I'm not saying it's a hot joke. I'm explaining how it.
Yeah, I got
work.
It. Maybe should have been
logistically.
Maybe should have been cucumber.
Yeah.
You can eat eggplants.
Maybe it should have been like, Kim just found out that your mouth is the hole you put bananas in.
Ah,
you guys should workshop.
Yeah. She's the
queen.
You
and Olivia should have worked.
She's the queen. That
like, you have
been...
to emphasize on where this banana is going and where it's gone.
Okay.
Damn.
You know.
But she actually, her first couple jokes, I felt like she was very low energy. It didn't pick up until maybe the
like she
fourth
was nervous,
joke.
Like she had never been on TV before.
It seemed like Kim was having the time of her life, and Olivia wanted to be anywhere but on that stage. At that, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you feel?
I felt like I was having the time of my life, and I could not. I didn't even know Olivia was there. I had no idea what was happening. I was like, this is fucking fun. I almost just did my set.
Yeah, she got a little nervous and a little tight, I think.
Yeah, and that could just fucking, that could have just happened to me. Like, it just happens sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, every, never been
I feel like sets are just random. Like,
hold on, you've been nervous like that?
I was so nervous.
Before a roast battle?
Oh, yeah, no, before the roast battle last night, they have the doors that are closed, right? And they have all the fog behind them. And they had to tell me to stand up because I was holding myself because I thought I was going to pee.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, stand up. And I just peed, like, right before we went. So, and I was like, that's how you know you're scared, when your body's like, let's make more pee so you can piss yourself. Like, and he was like, stand up. And then the doors opened and I was like, okay, no more pee. But yeah, I was fucking scared. I was fucking scared. I get so scared during roast battles that I don't really, I do remember the banana joke and the book joke, but usually I don't remember anything that happens in between besides my jokes, because whenever the person next to me is telling their jokes, I'm thinking about the next thing, yeah, I need to say, and
you
like
have
making
to.
Sure it's there. Because if I don't, I'll fuck up. They'll look at me and I'll go, I need a second, because I wasn't doing that before. So I don't even pay attention.
Yeah, you black out a little bit during a battle. I always feel like I come out of it and I'm like, I don't remember a thing that they said about me. But
I'm just smiling robot.
When did you calm down? Was it when the doors opened or when your first joke hit?
When my first joke hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. When my first joke hit, I was like, okay. That's all you need, that
absolutely.
First big one.
What's your defense strategy? You know what I mean? Like, what did you think she was going to hit about you?
I had rebuttals that I didn't use. I thought she was going to call me something about... I thought she was going to bring up Puerto Rico for sure. I thought she was going to call me, like, a dirty Puerto Rican. I thought she was going to...
I mean, she's not a racist.
Yeah.
Or a realist,
like,
I don't know.
But I'm Puerto Rican, so yeah. It's like...
Dirty, all right.
I guess, dirty.
I guess that's implied.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not act like racial jokes are not the backbone of roast battle. Like, that's what this whole thing was built on.
Yeah, I thought she was gonna... I don't know.
Slut joke? You get a lot
she
of slut jokes.
She did do slut jokes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's... What else... Let's be honest, you guys.
We're not going there.
Yeah, now we're being recorded.
Everybody thinks I banged all three of you now.
No. See, stop. Don't do that.
Okay. I didn't, by the way. They're being weird. I don't know why.
Edit it up, guys.
Yeah. Stop. You're framing me.
What?
Welcome
okay.
to our world.
All right. I'll admit it. Pat Parker's baby is mine.
Oh.
Yeah. You are one of my top favorite battlers, because you're in like a Todd Berry class where I feel like it's really you when you're battling.
Yeah.
Like, you're not doing a version of something that you've seen before, and you've managed to keep it really authentic. I didn't know you had such a strategy and that you're such a thinker about it. So now that makes sense, because I'm so glad you're on the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Because you really help. But I like that you can stay you. Like, I don't feel like you were always like that, because those first, remember back, you had a fight with some chick.
Oh, yeah. Jen Sturgeon. Right.
Yeah, I don't even know why either.
Yeah, you guys like didn't like each other.
We just didn't like each other, because it was just like, I think it was just like a young chick thing to do, to be like, these two girls are against each other, and then you're just
no,
like,
no, I remember why.
What was it?
You didn't like her, actually. It was because
remember.
you had an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was a boy thing.
Yeah, it was definitely a boy thing.
And she was like, we were fine. And she fucking, I remember when I went against Jenster, she scared the fuck out of me.
Did
I
you?
Remember when I was battling, I almost threw up that night, because it was the first time I almost threw up on stage. I was so nervous, yeah.
Why?
I don't
really
know.
You really didn't like her or what?
Yeah, because I really didn't like her, and it doesn't feel good to battle someone you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It's too
True.
Much like fighting in front of... It's like you're in a fist fight in a schoolyard, and you're like, am I going to get beat up in front of my friends?
Right.
It's like too competitive. It's like, if I like someone in a roast battle, I'm like, I just want it to be good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like, and if you're battling somebody you don't like, it's like, I have to win.
Yes.
And that's, you don't want to be
much.
In that headspace.
Unnecessary pressure, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you start focusing on winning, you can't control whether or not you win. You can just control, like, the show you put on. So when you start focusing on something you can't control, I think that's where I've always had my worst battles.
Yeah. So it was not fun. I didn't like that battle. That was probably one of the battles I didn't like the most, because there was like such competitiveness. But then me and Jen became friends because of the battle.
That's good.
So
oh, that's very
that
nice.
Helps.
That was concerned, man.
Yeah, that was
we
was
were
crazy.
Friends that night.
Okay,
we became friends.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was that night?
Yeah. Roast battle.
Didn't,
yeah.
Didn't the cops get called?
Yeah, but not on me.
Yeah, it was on your friend.
Not my friend anymore.
Oh, you got some little rap.
Oh!
Now,
That's roommate.
Now I'm Jen Serger's friend.
Traded.
Yeah. Your friend because she poked her.
Your friend was just going hard for you?
Chest. Yeah. Yeah, I have soldiers out there.
I've got shooters.
I don't do anything. I just send them off.
You got the thought troops.
they were so mad at Jen for no reason. It was so funny.
Oh, man, poor Jen.
Okay, so we're going to switch this episode up a little bit from the other recaps, and we're going to go back to one of Kim's old battles, one of her heyday battles in the belly room with Connor McSpadden. And you can find Connor McSpadden battling Keith Carey on one of these digital battles that are exclusive to the Roast Battle and Comedy Central online. This is a three rounder because back when the show kind of originally started, all the battles were three rounds. So just to make it entertaining and not have it just be a bunch of us talking, because, you know, you're Roast Battle fans and you want to hear roast battles, we're going to cut in and out of this conversation with the battle. So we're going to talk for a little bit, then we're going to slide into a round, then we're going to slide out and start talking a little bit more, then back into a round. We're going to wrap this thing up. So here we go. Here's Connor McSpadden and Kim Condon from like 2-3 years ago. Take a listen.
First round tit for tats. Three jokes. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Fuck yeah. Let's just do it. Yo, Kim, Connor, let's roast!
Kim's comedy's gotten more people to go outside than Pokemon Go.
Connor didn't have a great childhood, but at least he got to play Pokemon.
Kim works out because her career won't.
Connor looks like an extra in a Super Soaker commercial.
Kim has HPV, which means so does everybody else here.
I wish I could say something. Connor's in good health, but luckily his molester gave him a stroke.
Yeah. Wow. Holy shit. Really? Fuck. I didn't know I had HPV until now. Shit. I'm kidding. I haven't. Shit.
I don't know how they met, but we played your battle with Lewis on a podcast.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah, he was eating him. He was killing that
now
dude,
he's eating
man.
Me.
Hey!
Oh, really, set up. That's all I do. Yeah. Rondo. how did they meet?
We met on Red Band's podcast.
Oh, that was, I thought you guys were like, you know, fell in love because you guys battled each
we
other.
We did. We met on Red Band's podcast for like an hour once a year ago, and then that's why I added him on Facebook. He was talking shit about women roast battlers. Yeah, on Facebook. He was like, we're only sending out dudes to LA because the women suck or something. He was trolling.
Why would he say something like
that?
He's a clickbaiter,
bro. There was this big controversy because we did LA versus New York part two in LA, and they sent out all male battlers, and a few people in New York had a problem with that. So he put out this long post where he was like, we're sending the funniest people regardless of gender, and women aren't funny enough to do it.
He said women aren't funny enough to do it?
Yeah, he said something in those terms. Yeah, he's a troll.
Along those lines.
He's a troll. Yeah,
he's a clickbaiter.
Tekashi? But that doesn't make any sense because women kill here in L.A. Right. They don't kill in New York?
There's a few in New York. Yeah. I love Maddie Smith is really funny.
Rosebud, Chloe McGovern, Kim Congdon.
Yeah, Katie Hannigan. There's some. I don't remember.
Sarah Tolmash. Yeah.
It's tough to pick your top three, you know? But then when he was coming out here, he said, I'll battle Or you responded to that post and said, I'll battle you?
Yeah, I commented. I was like, I'll battle you and I will win.
Yeah, right, and you did.
He submitted to you. Like, throughout the battle, you can hear he was just guzzling his own masculinity. He was submitting.
Coach,
he was.
Stop setting her up.
Don't guzzle.
Yeah, you could just tell where
he was. Vernacular? What is that?
He was just guzzling his cream masculinity. He was just throbbing with love for you.
Just big loads of masculinity.
He
was sticky with love.
We just got canceled. We just got canceled.
Yeah, you could tell that in that moment in your battle where he seemed like his respect for you grew a lot. Almost with every joke.
I think it shocked him that I won that hard. He was very confident. We were hanging out like before the battle, so we were like flirting or whatever, but he had no idea. He thought that he was so confident when we were hanging out.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. Being a man, I think.
I don't think like that.
I have zero confidence.
I'm a wrestler. I'm huge. I'm athletic. But I still think anyone in this room could at some point knock me out if I was unfocused.
I know. But that's like why I would trust you with like my drink.
Okay.
You're just like nice.
You wouldn't trust Lewis with your drink?
No, I still don't. I don't leave a drink around him.
I'm just saying, it doesn't matter how good you are, you can always be taken down at any moment. That's weird to think that like, you can't get hit. Like, and if you're calling him out on the internet, it's probably for a reason, because did he even like do any research?
He knew that I battled. That's why he accepted it. And I think he's also very much about the show. He knows that this is going to be fun to talk shit.
Gotcha.
And like,
gotcha.
he loves that comedy aspect of it.
He's a good ambassador for it.
Yeah.
He's a funny dude. All right. Second round. Let's roast.
I was molested by my deaf. He's a big fan of my dick and Kim's stand up. Kim always looks like she's wearing her little sister's clothes and her little brother's face. Kim's Native American. Her heritage taught her how to trade skin for goods and services.
Is that it? Okay. Connor looks like he tells people he's 22 and a half. Girlfriend wanted to be more serious. He never made her Mrs. McSpadden, but he did make her Miss Carrie. Connor's not famous, but just like a celebrity, he gave his baby a unique name, Medical Waste.
Keep it going for round two, everybody. For real.
I feel like you're a competitive person, but not when it comes to the roast battle. Is there any like element that anybody you want to take down? I guess.
Mm-mm.
It's not even a thing.
I just like
to
be funny.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all about the laugh for me. I don't care who I go against. I don't really care about any of that. I just like to be funny, and roasting's so fun. I remember I brought my mom to LA to the roast battle. Like once I was getting, I mean, I did the third roast battle ever against Sarah Mostajabi.
Yeah, that actually kind of helped us out a lot.
Yeah, it was like I was there from the beginning. So once I started warming up and like getting at the flow and starting being like good at it, I had my mom come out to a show, and I remember she came up to me after. It was brutal show. I think it was against Jen Sturger.
Oh, that was the one?
Yeah, I think so. Was it? I think so.
Oh, because your mom was like, I'll beat that bitch's ass too.
Probably. My mom was the one that got the cops called on her. My mom came out, and I remember after she came up to me and she had like, her eyes were welled up. She was like, all these years you were so mean and now I know why.
Oh, so those are tears of joy.
Yeah,
she's proud.
Was like, yeah, because I would always roast my family growing up. It was like a thing that I did. I'm like the roaster of my family.
Okay.
People would be like, Kim makes fun of everyone. Yeah, that's like,
because you can't fight, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody else can fight.
That's my fighting. Yeah. Okay, I did get beat up in Panama.
Oh, you got beat? No.
Use your words, Mia.
you had like a really, there was a clear evolution to me watching you battle.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there was a point around like maybe like your eighth or ninth battle,
mm-hmm,
where you really turned a corner. because you were good and you had a good record and everything, but there was a moment where you took the jump from like being good to just like kicking the shit out of people. When did that happen for you, where you were like, oh, I elevated, I went up to the next level?
I don't know. I feel like it's like one of those things. This happened, this is such a stupid example. This happened with video games recently. I'm playing Fortnite for like a month, and I've been trying to get good at it and trying to, and I do the same things over and over again. And then one day I just started fucking killing on the game, and then it just like clicked. And I was like, that's how you do it. And I think that kind of happened with Roast Battle to me. I saw like a distinct formula in front of me. And I was like, if I do this every time, it's always going to kill. It just became very clear what needed to be done. And then I just got it. So like, I couldn't unlearn it at that point. I like figured out what
like an assassin
people want
mentality.
From that.
She woke up
it's
in
like
the Matrix.
Some beautiful mind shit.
Is this too much? I took acid
before
this.
No.
My friend gave me a thing of mints, and he was like, one of those is acid. Good luck. And I think that was it. Jesus. I'm just kidding. Okay. I should have just left it at the first joke.
Yeah, no, that's it. So you see the roast battle for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no longer something to get caught up in. You don't get caught up in the people or anything. You just see it for
the
what
drama,
it is.
The drama, I don't care. Okay. I almost don't even need to know information about people anymore.
Damn.
Whoa.
Cut that out.
Whoa.
I swear to God. Yeah, I swear to God. It's like...
Drop bombs in here.
Yeah. It's like, I don't need it anymore. Just let me look at you.
Wow.
Come on now.
Wow. All right. Wow, Kim.
You are a very like visual writer. There's a few people out here who, like Leah K. Janian is a lot like that. Alex DeWong.
And I love their writing.
Omid.
Doug Fager is one of my favorite roast writers
right,
of all time.
100%.
Because you can look, and I'm bad at this, looking at somebody and seeing something beyond the surface. Like when you said to Olivia, you look like Amy Schumer if she let the internet comments get to her.
Yeah.
That's
a good joke. But in a million years, I would never look at Olivia and think Amy Schumer. I wouldn't make that connection.
Right.
And that's like just a really special ability that you have.
I was sitting on the couch with my friend. We were watching a Netflix documentary, and in the middle of it, it was silent, and I scared her, and I was like, pause it! And I was like, what about this? And she's like, have you not been paying attention the whole time? I'm like, I don't. And I was paying attention to the movie, but that line just came, like, it was just in the back of my head. I'm always like, maybe there's something. And even when I'm watching, if I'm roasting someone, I'll just put on my favorite TV show and I'll go, every main point I'm going to think of, if they went to the supermarket, I'm like, is there a supermarket roast joke? It's like, I'm just going to live my life and then pick up jokes from.
Jesus.
The like random that. Things. That's why
Behind the battle with Kim.
No, she's like Neo. She's just like,
I think appreciate that Jeff Ross hit it like when he said that I like take jokes out of the world and put them into the roaster more than talk about the roaster.
Right.
It's really, really
Olivia's
good.
Olivia's got Lena Dunham's body and Jeff Dunham's face.
Oof.
Yeah. All right, this is the last one. I go back for tit for tat. This is it. This is it. Let's roast.
There's a lot of famous comics here tonight, which means Kim's pussy has surge pricing.
That's what I'm talking about! That's what I'm talking about!
Why is it that every time I get fucked and I moan, I'm a slut, but when Connor does it, he's just molested?
Kim knows about my miscarriage because she's an expert on botched delivery.
Connor looks like everybody's longest toe. The long one. The second one. The second one.
Kim's a stoner. She does everything on THC. Tony Hinchcliffe's coattails.
Connor doesn't do well in LA, but he looks like he would have killed in Auschwitz.
I don't know. Fuck. All right. So it's a tie, so we're going to overtime. Because round one was a push. Kim got number two. He got number three. Let's do one joke apiece. Last round, one joke apiece. Let's go!
Connor wants to f*** a woman just so he can hear the people beg for him to do more time.
Kim will fuck literally anybody. She's the only Indian with no reservations.
It's not even an Indian.
Yo, winner by unanimous decision in the last round. This one went to overtime. Make a laugh for Connor McSpadden, everybody. Hug each other. Don't hurt each other. All right, so what's next for you, Kim?
Oh, man, I don't know. Comedy Central?
Sometime, sometime in August.
Get the Kim Show out, right?
Yeah, the Kim Show, the Congdon Show.
Yeah, man.
You got Stone Science still popping?
Yeah, Stone Science popping. I do Stone Science. It's like where we get, you did it. Mm-hmm. You did an episode, so fun. We get stoned with comedians, and we make them do a science project. Like volcanoes. Which one did you do? Magic
the
rocks?
The robot arm
that failed miserably.
Yeah, you were ridiculous.
And that's really fun. We have, so that's on YouTube, youtube.com/stonescience. I have another podcast called Broad Topics, which is really cool. And I'm also just starting a podcast with Subway Creatures from New York City. It's a big Instagram, really cool. And I'm collaborating with them on Gas Digital. We're going to start
Gas
a podcast
Digital.
There. Yeah, Gas
Dope.
Digital Network.
They let women in?
They do. Yeah. You have to. You have
only
to,
if you're having sex with the owner.
You have to run out bleeding, but yeah, you're allowed in.
Look, Kim.
What?
We're trying to make a hit.
I'm sorry.
We're going to get hit. This is...
I get hit.
Hey.
Wrap this up, Mo.
And that was Kim Congdon talking about a battle with Olivia Grace.
Yeah.
Check out Roast Battle every Tuesday, Comedy Central, 10 p.m.
It's a good show.